Max takes a shower.
I'm a scrub-a-dub-dub in the tub-tub-tub.
Soap necklace.
Worry about soap necklace.
Fran walks in on him.
Oh.
Oh, no. Don't see me in my soap necklace.
I'm wearing nothing but a soap necklace. Welcome back.
Hello, hello.
We're here again.
Yes. Another review of an episode of The Nanny.
On a fine podcast.
A fine podcast indeed.
Yes.
Yeah, so we're coming back. Hope everyone's doing well.
Yeah, hope everything's going well for everyone. And everybody's enjoying this nice, beautiful springtime weather we're having.
Yes, having spring, having plumbing working at your house as well. I hope the water's running smoothly, nicely. Yeah. You're having nice hot water, cold water.
Hope you're able to go to the bathroom.
Yes. You can do your morning routine of shaving.
Yeah, which brings us into the episode we're covering today. It's season 1, episode 14.
Yes. The plumber.
The family plumbing.
Yes. We're talking about water.
Yes. So when the water goes out in the house, Maxwell reluctantly agrees to let Fran hire her uncle as a plumber this time. Maggie wants to go to a party, but when Maxwell learns there will be boys there, he forbids it.
Yes, she is unallowed. Access denied. 403.
Plumbing problems and party problems.
A combination of everything. We'll get into it all.
Have you had plumbing problems recently?
Well, we did have our...
Have you had it? Like, I don't live here.
Yeah, right. Just me in his house. Yes, we did have our expansion tank. For those of those who do know, for some houses and building codes, there's an expansion tank that sits over your water heater. And it's to help pressurize the water.
What a fun little lesson.
Anyway, yes, we had a small pinhole because our rubber bladder just went out because it's been years and it just wears out eventually. And
what a shame.
Yes, we had a pinhole leak and water was just spewing against our wall. I like came down to the kitchen and I heard something and I was like, why? What the heck? And then I walked into the garage and I was like, wow, it is like very moist out here. And then, yeah, I heard a bunch of water being sprayed against our wall. So,
oh, that was the time where we had to go hire somebody, right?
Yes.
Like they did in this episode.
Yes. I haven't experienced that before. But then after watching that, it's quite the easy fix. But
we hired a plumber.
Yes. And he was very speedy, unlike Fran's uncle.
Yes, who we'll learn about here in a moment. But luckily, yes, our issue got fixed really quick.
Yes. But anyway, now I know for next time. So I'll definitely have one on standby. And if it happens, I'm ready to step in.
As the plumber.
Yes.
Great.
And I'll remember Uncle Irving.
Yeah, and how long he took. That'll help you be speedy when you fix our future plumbing issues.
Yes.
Thank you. So the first scene starts out, there is no water at all in the house. The pipes.
Are calling.
Yes. For water. It's not there. So this makes Maxwell pretty upset. He can't take a shower. He can't shave. He can't do anything. The kids are all saying they can't take a shower. And they're pretty upset. And then Fran comes through the door and she looks happier than ever. And everybody's wondering, how are you so happy? Did you have water? Did something happen for you in the shower? How do you look this great? And how are you so happy? And she said she used up all of her supply of moist towelettes. So she's doing great.
Yes. She clearly used them all over her face.
Yes. Which now that I'm thinking about it, maybe this is a good Fran's finesse moment. Because when you don't have water, make use of something else.
Yeah, for the ladies out there, I don't know how many men carry moist towelettes on them, but yes, I could agree with this.
That's great.
All right, we're giving it here. We're jumping in.
Get clean with moist
towelettes.
Yes.
Yeah, we're starting. Wow, that's like our earliest one ever.
Yeah. But it was a good moment. I don't know if I would have thought of that.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't have.
It probably took a long time, though.
Yeah. Also, you know, Max read too before she walked in. He does mention, he's like, I'm selling the house. We're moving back to England.
Yeah, he's getting really frustrated.
Yes.
Which it's like, Miles I'm is sick like, of this.
He really likes to go over the top with his exaggerations when something goes wrong. So,
yes, like the slightest thing goes wrong and he's ready to just sell the house and move countries.
Yeah, which is quite irrational.
He calls it the blasted pipes.
Yeah.
In this old house.
Yeah.
He's a hothead.
Yes.
So then Maxwell starts asking Niles, like, have you called the plumber? And Niles says, I beeped him, sir. And then he also says, but his yacht has gone into international waters right now. And it's the weekend, so it's like hard to get hold of anybody. And then Maxwell says, okay, great. Well, did you look for anybody else? And then he says, no, I've been leafing through the yellow pages for origami supplies. Like, in other words, I haven't been doing anything to solve your problem. What are you talking about? Of course I've been calling people.
Right, yes. Niles giving some back talk here.
Yes, some sass. So there's nobody available. But this reminds me of the other episode where there was nobody available on a weekend for dentist needs.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Where Maxwell had the big toothache on a Saturday. And then that's where Fran volunteered one of her family members to help Maxwell. And then here she comes again. She's volunteering a family member to be a plumber now, who's on call 24/7 and works all the weekends, magically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm surprised. Well, I guess maybe the other guy's actually on vacation since he's in international waters. But
I thought that was just sarcastic. But yeah.
Or yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe he's just blatantly ignoring his call.
Maybe he doesn't work on the weekend.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, thankfully for ours was, well, I guess ours actually was during the week, but we were seeing like the same day within like 2 hours after I called.
It's so pretty nice.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know, any more plumbing's pretty much like they have like an on-call rotation, I'm sure, for people, because obviously.
I mean, people, it's one of those things where you can set your own hours if you're just doing it like on the side too.
Yeah, right.
So I guess it just depends.
Yeah.
Are you part of a larger company or are you an independent worker?
Yeah.
So the plumber that Fran knows, his name is Irving, Cousin Irving. And Max is very skeptical. But since no one else can come on the weekend except for Cousin Irving, he's desperate and lets her hire her cousin.
Yes, good old Irving to the rescue. At least he's still working weekends. Or it's just because it's Fran calling in a favor. He's willing to do it. So,
yep. So in this next scene, we're in Maxwell's office. And we learn here that Maxwell will not let Maggie go to a party that she's dying to go to because he found the guest list next to the phone. And everybody's paired off. Boy, girl, boy, girl. And Maxwell's wise to this and doesn't want Maggie going.
Yes, clearly it's a get-together that's paired off with a male and Max not having it.
Yes, not having it. And Maggie says, how dare you? I'm going to wind up old and alone like Fran. And then this is when Fran walks through the door and she's pretty insulted. That's pretty mean, too.
Yeah, especially if you're so close and friends, you're really going to throw her under the bus like that.
Yeah.
With a phrase like that, so.
What a nice thing to walk into.
Yeah. I mean, Fran doesn't take it like.
No, she really doesn't take it that
too
seriously.
Too terribly. But
but she kind of agrees, too. She wants somebody, and she's always talking about how she wants to go on dates and thinks she's too old to announce her real age and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, if anything, now it really shows that Maggie's having these thoughts about Fran, so that's not great.
That's really not great. Her. Nope.
Maggie makes these remarks about Fran, but then Fran kind of, you know, takes it lightly. She kind of pokes fun at Maggie, too, because now Maggie needs her help to go to the party. But she's like, oh, have you seen my polygrip? which is a
indicating she's old.
Yes, it's for like your dentures. It's like the glue for dentures, right, for your thing.
Right.
And then she also says, I can't hear you. I need my miracle ear, which is another like a hearing aid company. But anyway.
I like how she pokes fun at the comment.
Yes.
That was mean.
I was not familiar with PolyGrip, but.
No, I was.
I figured
either.
Miracle Ear was pretty easy, two and two together, but.
Yeah.
PolyGrip, yes. No. But now I know. For when I'll need it.
If you need it. Fran quickly turns excited about everything, and she starts jumping up and down and talking about Mackie's first makeout party. Wow. Which, that's like a weird thing to celebrate in front of her father.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Fran would have this better off as a one-on-one with Maggie versus a group setting.
Yes. So then she knows Maxwell's watching, and she says, did I say make out? I meant makeup party, makeup, lipstick and eyeliner and everything. And then Max says she's far too young to go to this party. Maggie's complaining that he doesn't let her go anywhere. And then he says, well, I let you go places. Now go to your room. I like that one.
Yeah, that was a brilliant comeback.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
And then here, Fran is trying to convince Max to let Maggie go to the party. And he says, come on, she's only 14 years old here. And Fran says, well, she is almost 15. And Max says, very good. Very good with math, you are.
Yes. So. He's clearly not breaking his stance here.
Nope.
So
doesn't care for it.
Fran's going to have to try harder.
So she gives up for that moment. And then this is where Niles comes in, and he starts bringing a bunch of pictures of showgirls into Max. And Max says he really wants to shave and shower before his auditions. So, and then this is where Cece comes in and starts commenting on Maxwell's appearance and says, yes, you look scruffy and brutish.
Yes. Which then Fran, because I guess Cece finds this attractive, so she's a little mesmerized by his appearance. But Fran then offers, would you like a moist toilette?
Yeah, because she already has so many she took a bath with this morning.
Well, I thought it was because it was like Cece's getting hot and needs like,
right,
to cool off.
It is because, yes, of that. But she already conveniently opened up a giant pack of them. So,
yeah, that's true. I thought she said in the beginning, though, she used all of her towels.
I know, but now she's offering them. So, does she have any more left?
I didn't think she had any. I think she was just kind of like poking fun.
I think it's like her obsession with moist towelettes at this point. But yeah, poking fun, but it's, yeah, on top of her mind.
Right.
Cousin Irving, he's finally there. The door opens, but it's Cousin Tiffany, too.
Second cousin twice removed.
Yes. But Irving follows Cousin Tiffany, and he's much older and slower, and it took him hours to walk from the curb to the front door. He,
yes,
was there on time, but it took him 2 hours to walk up. So Tiffany says that she's constantly babysitting him and helping him around.
Right.
As the much younger granddaughter here.
Yeah, so clearly, I guess Fran here has kind of forgotten the lapses of time itself, because Tiffany is a lot older. She remembers her being like in baby status, and then Irving was a young man, I guess, at this point. But now he's quite the elderly man, and
so these are
Tiffany's
relatives
all grown
she hasn't
up
seen in a while.
Yes. Also, I like the remark Fran made. She said, "You know." He's like, I did get here at 9:30, whatever. She's, but I called you a lot. I called you when I was a lot younger. Oh, no, because he walked in and he's like, oh, Fran, you're a lot older than the last time I saw her. She's like, well, yeah, I called you when I was a lot younger. You're supposed to be here at 9:30.
Yeah, because her A is on the line here with Mr. Sheffield. And this is making her look bad that he's there late.
Yeah.
Here's where Brighton is introduced to Tiffany for the first time. And then Fran says, why don't you kids go upstairs and play? And then they don't get along at first. Then Irving goes to the kitchen and he's under the sink. And Niles says, can I get you anything, Irving? Do you want some juice, soda, digitalis? Which I didn't know what that is. Did you?
Yes, it's a drug that was used for, or is used for, like, speeding up your heart. Yes. Basically, it's like a, try to be like a stimulant. So, since he's just moving slow as a snail.
Yes.
To try to get a move on and keep moving with the flow of things. He's very slow.
A drug used to increase blood flow throughout your body and reduce swelling in your hands and ankles. Yep.
Okay. Well, maybe he just had bad swelling in his hands.
Yeah, right. Well, he's moving the speed of a snail. Everybody's pretty frustrated with him. So then Tiffany and Brighton come down the stairs. They're still arguing. Maggie comes down. She's complaining she's not going to the party. And Fran says to Maggie that Max is just trying to protect her, but she'll go talk to him again.
We slowly see here, like, the development of where, in the beginning, they, like, hate each other because they're naming sports teams or whatever, and they're complete opposites there. And then now it's, like, they're a little bit more friendly and getting along and understanding. And so you're kind of seeing this, like, when they first meet, they're, like, 180. They're just total opposites.
It's a progression.
Yeah. One's the North Pole, one's the South Pole in magnetic terms. And now they're slowly... Actually, I should say they're both South Poles from a magnetic standpoint, and then they're slowly becoming, one is becoming a North Pole and the other is becoming a South Pole.
Wow.
Which means in magnetic terms, they are attracting.
Great, yeah.
Yes, because the same ends repel each other, while opposites attract.
And we'll continue to see the progression of this relationship.
We will. We'll slowly see Brighton become the North Pole. Science 101 out there.
Wow, that's great. So in this next scene, there are showgirls in the living room, and Brighton is drooling all over them, and Gracie says they look like big Barbies to her. And then there's showgirls going into Maxwell's office doing the splits in front of Max and Niles. And Niall says, oh, God, I want your job. Even though he gets to be included anyway in this for some reason. So.
Yeah, I don't really understand. He's already like a part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, meaning to Max, just to clarify. Not that he wants to be a showgirl trying to do a split.
Right. He wants to be Max judging the showgirls.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. And Cece's like all probably jealous of all the attention going to the showgirls. And she said... She really wanted to do 12 Angry Men as their show instead.
Right. Which, if those who don't know, it was a movie in 1957, I think, when it came out. I actually watched this in history class in high school. But
did you like it?
Yeah, it was good. It's about, you know, 12 men being a jury, and one of them, they needed a unanimous decision, and 11 of them agreed. The guy was guilty, but one guy thought he was innocent, and they spend the whole movie contemplating about the case, and then slowly they all the one guy convinces everybody else that he's actually innocent, so they flip their decision to innocent instead of guilty.
Wow.
Anyway,
I want to see that.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd actually want to do a Broadway show about that. It seemed pretty...
It could be entertaining.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
So she says, I wanted to do 12 Angry Men. And Niall says, well, they didn't want to do you.
Yeah. So.
Which is the only burn in the episode that Niles has.
Yes. So, and of course, Cece has never responded yet. She just
has not responded.
Takes these like a champ, so... We now have.
Is this heaven or is this hell? Maybe sometimes both as well. Naughty Niles and Sassy CC.
Way to go, Niles.
Yes.
One.
A one and done.
So then Fran is still trying to get Maxwell to budge on this Maggie party thing. This keeps coming up. And he says no. And he sends Fran back out to check on Irving, who's taking a really long time. And then Niles went back to the living room to dust, but he really went back to the living room to stare at showgirls and dust the air.
Yes, when Fran comes in the living room, he's dusting the air, and she has to position his hand to actually be dusting the
something else.
Picture frame.
So Fran is looking all around, trying to check on Irving to see where he is. She goes upstairs to the bathroom and hears some noises in the shower. So she thinks Irving's in the shower, and she rips open the curtain, and it's Tiffany and Brighton kissing in the shower.
Yes, to her surprise, it is the youngins. This is where the North Pole and the South Pole meet now.
Yes, they're together. And
they have attracted.
They're attracted.
They have now become like so.
That's right. So Fran says Brighton is going to get her fired here because Maxwell's so crazy about his kids kissing people. And he was so mad about Maggie kissing the waiter Eddie and also Maggie trying to go to this party. So she's like, oh, he's going to hate this. I'm going to be in so much trouble again. And then they start kissing again in front of Fran, which is insane. They can't help themselves.
Yeah, she turns her back for like 2 seconds and they're at it again.
Ridiculous. And then she pulls them off of each other and she sends Tiffany away to go help her grandfather with the plumbing.
Yes. Also, Fran says, you guys need to be hosed down if there's actually any water in this place.
Yeah, when the water comes on, you'll be hosed down. So Fran is about to tell Max, but Max comes bursting in the kitchen. He's really mad. Fran thinks it's about Brighton and Tiffany, but he's just mad about the water in general. And then Gracie, who's watching everything, comes in and spoils the whole thing and says, oh, Fran really thought she was in trouble about Brighton. And then this is where Fran tells him everything about Brighton and Tiffany being caught in the shower. And then Maxwell is actually impressed with this, not mad, impressed, and says that Brighton's first kiss was at 11 years old, and he beat his old man by 2 years. Way to go, son. Wow.
Yes. This is where we start seeing a double standard by Max.
Double standard.
Yes.
Impressed by his son. Doesn't want his older daughter to be with boys.
Right.
So Fran's just happy she's not in trouble for now. And she wonders how she's going to bring this up later. And Max goes to find Irving himself. And I think he's getting ready to fire Irving at this point because his patience is running thin. But then Irving actually fixed the water at this point.
Yeah. I mean, he may be slow, but he does his job well. It gets done at the end of the day. Or two.
And it was good. There was nothing faulty about anything he did.
Yeah. He did it the right way.
Yeah.
The right way takes longer sometimes, but you won't have any issues going forward.
Sure, yeah. And it was worth it. And overall, it wasn't that much time.
Yes. Max is just...
impatient.
Yes.
Frustrated.
He's ready to sell the house, so...
ready to get out of here. So then Maggie now comes in, hears about Brighton and her father being all impressed by the kissing and points out the true double standard here. And she asks Fran, what are we going to do about this? And Fran says she's working on it to be patient. And Maggie says, well, I still want to go to the party and that's coming up. So you need to work on it now. So she gets Fran to talk to Max again about this.
Yeah, I gotta say Maggie's a little
demanding.
Yeah, a little snippy here.
Yeah.
To make Fran basically her workhorse to
make
Max switch sides here.
I know.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's typical of a
teenager.
Yes.
Needing desperately to get to that party that's tonight.
Yeah.
So she's desperate. Fran's her only hope here. Fran can drive the point home better than Maggie ever could.
Yeah.
So at this point, Fran is looking for Max and she goes back upstairs. She's looking all around and she hears noises in the bathroom again, in the shower area with the curtain drawn. So she walks in and she thinks that she's about to break up Brighton and Tiffany again, who are fooling around in the shower. And so she rips the curtain open, but instead it's a naked Mr. Sheffield taking a shower.
Yeah, this, well, first, why would you get confused that it's them when you actually, you would hear the running water?
But I didn't hear the water at all during this scene, did you?
Yeah, well, they just, I guess the sound effects crew forgot to fill that in. But
maybe he was standing there before the water turned on, which I don't get why you would stand there.
Yeah.
You'd turn it on first, and then you'd get in.
Right. Why do I need to prep in the shower with it not on?
And he's wearing like a necklace thing with a bar of soap attached to it.
Yeah, I thought that was... I've never seen that before.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
But then Fran mentions it was like a present that she got him, right?
Oh, was she? Yeah, she mentioned something about the necklace. I didn't neck the soap, but I didn't know if it was like a...
Yeah.
I forget. I couldn't totally...
She says, oh, you're wearing the loofah I got you.
Okay, yeah.
Soap necklace is very strange.
I've never...
Do you need your soap on a necklace?
Yeah.
So he's like all prepping for the shower. He's completely undressed. He's embarrassed, but they spend way too long looking at each other in this scene. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Whatever. And then she's just scared like a deer in headlights. And then finally she runs away and goes and tells Niles, oh my gosh, I can't believe what I just did.
Yes, this is a terrible moment.
And all Niles cares about is running to go tell Cece what just happened.
Yes, he's like, please let me tell Miss Babcock about this. He knows.
She's going to be so upset.
Yeah.
Cece's dream is to walk in on Maxwell in the shower.
Yeah.
So in this next scene, Irving and Tiffany, they're leaving because their job is done. And Tiffany tells Brighton, it's over between us. It was a short-term thing, fun while it lasted. See ya, or never see ya. Goodbye.
Yeah. So this is Brighton's first breakup.
Yes.
And he's clearly on the sad receiving end of this. So
he asks Max, was I just dumped? And he says, yes, son. And he was just happy to have the experience, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, I mean, it's a first time for everything. So he's got to learn the hard way.
Yes. So then Maxwell hears Fran start to come downstairs, and he goes and hides outside from his employee, which is crazy. He just doesn't want to face her after the whole shower encounter.
Yeah, that's very understandable.
Yeah, he's embarrassed by this.
Yeah.
And Fran says she's very sorry she walked in on him. And she said, don't worry, I didn't see anything except for your double standard.
Yes, this is where she tries to... Yeah, really, she's not afraid to bring that up.
Because she has to hurry up and get this message in place, too, for Maggie's party.
Right, yes, yeah.
But meanwhile, Max, he can't even look at Fran at this point.
So I think, being that there's so much tension here, I would say this is a Dapper Daddy's dating debacle moment.
I would agree with that.
Let's do it. Dapper Daddy's
dating debacles. Can't look at her.
Yes. Too embarrassed.
So Fran loves changing the subject to make him feel more comfortable and also to get this point across about the party. And she says that he should trust Maggie as much as he trusts Brighton here. And he says he does trust Maggie, but it's the boys that he doesn't trust. And Fran says, well, Maggie needs to learn how to handle the boys for herself.
Yeah. I mean, he's, which I could, you know, get that. He's more paranoid because it's the people that are not in his control that are more terrifying than the ones who are in his control.
Right.
But Fran brings up a good point, too. I mean, she's only going to get older. She's only going to experience more guys out in the real world. And she's just going to have to learn how to protect herself and fend off these different types of people. So she's at that point now where she's got to learn herself.
Yep. So good point by Fran. And Max agrees. And then he says she can go, but she has to be back by 10. So this was finally a great answer that they were looking for.
The compromise they wanted.
Yes. And the scene ends with Fran saying, are you ever going to look me in the eye again?
Yes.
And that he has nothing to be embarrassed about.
Right. And then it ends.
And then it's over. Maggie gets to go to the party. There's no more double standard.
I noticed, too, that Fran's actually in the same outfit the whole episode.
I guess it's because she couldn't take that shower.
Right. She can't change outfits if she can't take a shower. So.
And she ran out of her moist towelettes at this point.
So she just had to stay in it. Anyway, I thought that was compared to everybody
else. Yeah, because she usually does a few changes.
Right. I guess Niles is technically always in the same outfit.
Same suit.
Yes, but Fran, our leading woman, is in the same outfit for the whole episode. So
I guess this was just like one long day
for everybody. Yeah, I mean, there's no skipping of days or anything. This is all one day period, so.
And she doesn't have multiple events to go to, but still, she does like to change it up. So
yeah, even on the same day. So
yeah,
being the same day outfit is quite the task for her.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to recap. Let's go this all together. These moments are
forever. There's no running water in the house.
I can't take my shower.
Max hires Cousin Irving.
Cousin Irving here. I'm moving slow, but I will get it done.
Irving brings Tiffany.
Tiffany. Yes, my twice removed cousin who has an extremely heavy New York accent.
Irving is slow.
Even though the back of his jumper suit says speedy service.
Tiffany and Brighton kiss.
Moochla in the shower.
Max is impressed.
Yeah.
Mackie wants to go to a kissing party.
Denied. Get out of here. Go to your room.
Max does not approve of this.
Unapproved.
Irving fixes the pipes.
Finally been fixed.
Max takes a shower.
I'm a scrub-a-dub-dub in the tub-tub-tub.
Soap necklace.
Worried about soap necklace.
Fran walks in on him.
Oh.
Oh, no. Don't see me in my soap necklace.
I'm wearing nothing but a soap necklace. Fran points out double standard to Max.
Boys bad, girls good.
Max changes his mind. He lets Maggie go to the party.
I've been folded to conclude my resources to agree that Maggie can go.
No more double standard.
Yes. Single standards here.
Single only.
Yes.
Well, that's it.
That's it. We've reached the end of the episode. Of the nanny episode and our episode.
We're flushing the toilet out on this scene and this episode.
Yes, time to get new pipes and new water in the system.
That's right.
It's time for me to go take a shower.
Yes.
And shave and do all those things. And then get ready for my showing of the showgirls.
Don't forget your soap necklace.
Yes, I'll wear my soap necklace next time.
Well, thanks so much for joining us on a very watery episode.
Yes, thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you have a washing day. And don't forget to take your shower today.
Yeah, scrub up.
Scrub dub, and don't forget that soap necklace.
That's
Wear
right.
that soap necklace.
Could help with the soap just flinging around everywhere. So we'll see you next time.
We'll see you next time. Ciao.
Bye.